If you were born in the Fayetteville area after 1958, there's a good chance you have no idea what the first National Bank building on the downtown square actually looked like until right now. That modern facade, the gray metal slats, the turquoise geometric squares, all coming down. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us about how the building's past is going to shape its future.
That's the sound of construction crews uncovering a piece of history on the corner of Block and Center on the Fayetteville Square. We started getting glimpses of the building's original 1898 exterior a couple weeks ago as the metal panels and screens from 1958 started coming down.
You know, we didn't know any of the history. We didn't know anything that was behind the building until we actually got in there and started looking behind the screens. And we're like, oh, this old stone is still here. The old exterior of the building was still here, which we had no clue of.
That's Aaron Crawley. He's the new part owner of the property. He says at first, taking down the facade wasn't something that crossed he and his partner's minds.
At the time, we didn't know that it was even there, you know, all the stonework and everything was as elaborate as it is. We didn't know if it was all intact.
After that, though, Crawley says the decision to take down the paneling was easy.
So it was originally three buildings. So that was a surprise at first that it was originally three buildings, you know, built in late 1800s.
Crawley says they brought in Lisa and Albert Skiles as architects and then turned to local publications, the Shiloh Museum, in the University of Arkansas Special Collections, to start piecing together the history of the buildings. Here's Lisa Skiles.
So one of the things that Rachel at Shiloh Museum did was put together all the Sanborn maps for us so we could see the morphology of this corner. And so then we're able to look at 1904 and see that this north building on Block Street had been added. And then we're able to jump forward to 1908 and then see that the east building was added.
Sanborn Maps was a publisher in the 19th and 20th centuries that created maps for fire insurance companies. Lisa says the maps also show what kind of businesses were located in the buildings over the years.
It had very other uses. Drugstore, one of them was a seed store, hardware, we had barbershops, we had printers in this little north building.
Crawley says they also went digging for photos of the square taken before 1958.
A lot of them was from like U of A archives when they would have homecoming parades, and you'd get to see the pictures and some of the advertising on there that showed who were the tenants at that time.
As more and more of the building was revealed, Crawley says the most striking features are the arches along Block and Center Streets.
These arches, they used to have entries from Block. So that was the thing that was most exciting to us, is that we could bring back, hopefully, some of that pedestrian-friendly downtown feel on Block Street.
Crawley says they're also hoping to reconstruct the original windows and a stairwell that had once been on the Block Street side of the building.
That bay right there with the arch, you can see there's a window in on the floor line. So we've determined that that was an old stairwell that went through, that went all the way to the top. So that's going to be exciting to be, hopefully bring back that stairwell so we can access all the floors from Block.
Architect Albert Skiles says this is a rare opportunity to bring back architecture that marked a very particular time in Fayetteville's history.
If you look around and see the Easton building over here and the courthouse and the jail, they were all done in the similar fashion in the same time period. It's called Richardsonian Romanesque, named after an architect in Boston that started to do this style with institutional buildings.
Albert says putting up facades like the one they're taking down came into vogue in the mid-1900s.
This screen was typical of a lot of towns in America, in Arkansas as well, where downtown areas in the 50s and 60s wanted to cover up their old buildings. And this is done everywhere. Here they did it in spades. So they made it really tough. You know, it wasn't just a fake thing. It was meant to be forever.
And Lisa adds, at the time, it also made sense for a business like a bank.
Form follows function. The bank wanted to look secure. They wanted to look modern. They had disparate facades, right? So the architect, T. Ewing Sheldon, was unifying the look. He was providing a sense of permanence and solidness and not very porous, right? So you had all these openings. They covered those up, and it was very appropriate for that time and place, and it was very well done.
Albert says the bank even removed the original 8x8 windows that ended up under the new facade.
Except you can see there they put little windows in, and if you see the outline of their cheap little window, you can see that block around it. That's the real window. They made it tough on us. I was hoping the windows would still be in there. But the plan now is to take that block out and put in the real windows.
Other pieces of the original building have also disappeared over time. There had once been a pointed tower on the corner of Center and Block, but the top of it had been removed. And then Albert says there were the loggias along Center Street.
This front was once an arcade where you could walk under these arches. So this is a very prominent part of the building facade that is facing the square.
Albert says they're hoping they can bring all that back.
Yeah, we're going to try to put this all back the way it looks.
But before they can do that, crews have to take everything else down. That task was taken up by contractor Dan Minkle.
If you look at modern buildings, lots of times you'll see a crack in the masonry. These old buildings were so well built that you don't see cracks anywhere. Nothing is separated. Nothing has opened up. Everything's still square and true. It's not leaning in one direction.
Minkle says his crew is almost done taking off the metal paneling and screens along the top portion of the building.
The screen on one side, it was pop riveted. On the other side, it was screwed. So even though it's done at the same time, we found two different processes. The drivet we're taking off on the corner, we're not sure what we've got because, again, that used to be granite all the way up. And we just started this morning uncovering that, and it's different than we expected. And then the clock on the corner, we're not sure yet whether they had to bust some of the stone out in order to put steel in to support it, and we won't know until we uncover it.
And while a lot of this is going on outside, Lisa and Albert Skiles say exploring and tearing down portions of the interior of the building have been crucial to their understanding of what they're seeing on the exterior.
So we can take you to the second floor and see where one of the exploration began before the facade came off.
We follow Aaron Crawley through what had once been First National Bank offices.
So this wall, which you can see, so this was the wall in between the two buildings. So they opened it up. And then we found, we started kind of pulling some stuff off, we found an old fire door that was stuck into the wall.
We walk further down the hallway to a room where the walls had been peeled back to reveal the brick we saw from the outside. Albert Skiles explains what they were looking for.
We knew where we were because I said, let's just tear this wall up first and see what happens. And then slowly this starts to happen, you know. And then we all just go, wow, aha, there it is. And so these three little arches are really particular. This bay is unique to the whole system because it was made at the end and it's different size. It has different fenestration. And we knew that there's a big arch right here in the middle of this floor. So we knew this is where the stairwell was. So we said, let's pull this carpet back. And then, bingo, it's right there. See, there's old floor, there's plywood. And so we measured this, and it's 16 by 16. That's a big stairwell.
Albert says they've also worked their way up through the rafters, which revealed 16-foot ceilings that over time had been brought down to 8 feet. They'll also be looking at the walls to figure out which of them are supporting the structure and which are merely there for partition purposes. Crawley also gave us a tour of the basement.
So we're under the sidewalk now, right? But this is what they call the snorkel room, and it goes up from the sidewalk. I think it was you would make a deposit down, and they could send it back up through there.
The snorkel room, Crawley says, was a kind of precursor to the ATM.
So there's some kind of pulley system. We've got the model number, Diebold model number. So we're trying to date it that way. But we were told by the previous owner that this was one of the first drive-throughs west of the Mississippi.
The bottom portion of the snorkel machine is still in the basement. The top half that would have come out of the ground above us to allow customers to make deposits and withdrawals is long gone. Everyone involved in the project says for now they're focusing on discovering what else they can find in the original building. They'll start making renovation plans after that, and Albert Skiles says the community can help them out.
One thing while I'm thinking about it, too, we want to ask your listeners, the the radio family out there, if anybody's got any pictures of this building in their scrapbooks or anything, let us know, because we could use anything we could get.
The contractor says we should be able to see the building's exterior in its entirety in about 2 to 3 weeks. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The First National Bank building isn't the only one on the square that has received a modern facade update. The Easton building that's across from it on Block Street also once had been covered up. That facade was removed several decades ago. This is Ozarks at Large.